720 WGN. Everyone's talking about the Boeing whistleblower, an engineer for Boeing that is blowing the whistle. And we're going to talk to Peter Greenberg in 1 second. But this is Sean Prochukhinnicki. Prochukhinnicki? Doesn't make any difference whether I get his name right. He's the assistant professor in integrated systems engineering and aviation studies at Ohio State University. This is what he said today.
Let me be clear. When you try to increase productivity without the needed resources and being guided by poor management with only financial focus and the lack of assembly line inspectors, you are always borrowing from safety. You cannot have both. And case in point, this is where we see events like the door blowout with Alaska Airlines. NASA learned the hard way many decades ago, and other organizations, aerospace organizations, have as well, with their new plan to operate when they decided they were going to operate faster, better, and cheaper. And it failed horribly. They learned that you can only have two of the three, never all three at the same time, or accidents will happen.
Is this first and foremost when it comes to travel discussions, Peter, because of the whistleblower?
You know what? What the professor just said is absolutely correct. And let me add that the absence of an accident does not mean the presence of safety. We're dealing with a safety culture issue that goes back decades now, not just at Boeing, but at the FAA and their relationship with Boeing. And, you know, you had Boeing, if you look at the legacy of this company, they were the pride of America, mm-hmm. right? They were run by engineers, not by CFOs. And when that transition happened and they went from engineering to the CFO management, then the concentration was on cost, not value. It was about stock analysts and not safety.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they would never tell you, and nor would I ever claim, that they consciously said, we don't care about safety. They would never say that. But the point is, when you have a CFO mentality and you've got to figure out how to get the cost down and how to maximize revenue, problems happen. And when you add to that the FAA's inability to do the job they were supposed to do when they were enacted by Congress back in 1935, which is to enact and enforce safety and regulation, you have the recipe for a disaster. And that's what's happened here. I mean, Congress is acting now with shock and indignation to find out something that I've been yelling about for 40 years, which is that the FAA delegated the inspection and the certification work on the airline's new planes from either Boeing or McDonnell Douglas or Convair or Lockheed to employees of Boeing. You can't self-certify. You can't self-inspect. Lisa, if I built a chair tonight and I told you I built it and it's safe, don't sit in it.
Well, especially if you're doing the CFO and not the designer.
Exactly.
David Jennings just walked in and he handed me a story that said the FAA has now put restrictions on new aircraft, putting new aircraft into service for United Airlines. What do you know about that?
Yes, they've done that a couple of weeks ago. But the reason why they're doing the restrictions is because they finally woke up and said, you know what? We're not letting any new aircraft enter service until we, the FAA, inspect them. Here's the problem. The FAA doesn't have the inspectors. They never did. They don't have the staff or the resources. So we're dealing with a serious lag time here because the FAA now has to get the resources from Congress. Those are the folks who had the hearing today. And then they've got to hire and then train independent inspectors to do the work the FAA should have been doing for the last 50 years. And until that happens, the assembly line at Boeing has basically either crawled or has stopped.
And with all that being said, you're probably still flying today and tomorrow and the next day, right, Peter?
You bet. I'm going to share a number with you. It's going to sound like I made it up, but it's true. Last year, 2023, 37 million flights around the world and only one fatal commercial aviation accident. That was back in January of 2023 in Nepal. With those odds, I will still be flying, but that doesn't mean I'm not concerned. And it doesn't mean we have to act. It doesn't mean that we shouldn't act if these allegations from the whistleblower are correct.
And can you imagine being that person and stepping forward and all the doubt that was cast upon him?
Well, my sources tell me he's not alone. There will be other whistleblowers stepping forward because remember, the plane that he's talking about, which is the Boeing 787 Dreamliner, was the first airplane made out of mostly composite materials, which is a brave new world there. And it was the most outsourced airplane ever done by Boeing because they wanted to save costs. So there have been, you know, dozens and dozens of subcontractors, none of whom were getting properly inspected. This explains, in part at least, why that door panel blew out on the 737 back on January 5th, because that was a subcontracted item as well. So we have work to do.
I think we all know that whenever the only motivation is money, that things come back to bite you in the ass, so to speak. And now United has to delay some of their, a couple of their new international routes to pause because of these certification activities by the FAA, which, you know, wasn't initially United's issue, but this is what happens when Boeing acts like they have acted and put us in this position.
And United's not alone. Southwest Airlines is having to completely reconfigure their summer flight schedule because they literally do not have the planes to support it. Other airlines, which are already short of planes, like American, are taking what we call aircraft utilization. How many hours a day are they using their planes? In many cases, from 14 hours a day up to 18 or 19, which now affects how often they're going to get scrutinized for maintenance. That's why you saw the Airline Pilots Union at American issue that warning about safety lapses, about pushing the metal. So we have all sorts of issues to deal with here, and they better get to them quickly.
And is there, as a consumer, anything that we could do to ensure that we're on a plane that is inspected or one that we...
Yeah, there is.
Okay.
There is. Reach out to the U.S. Department of Transportation, to which the FAA reports, and insist that they come up with new rules that contain severe financial consequences for this behavior. And you know what? Here we go again with the CFO mentality. When you have severe financial consequences, it gets their attention.
Absolutely. And it takes all of us to raise our voice to make sure that our issues are heard. Peter, where in the world are you today?
Today I'm in New York. Actually back home for about a day and a half. I'm excited to be here.
Well, we'll be listening this weekend. Thank you so much for joining us.
You got it, Lisa.
Join him. He is the expert. Eye on Travel. Follow him. PeterGreenberg.com. Steve's news is coming up next, and then Steve leaves for Greece. You have no concerns about getting on a plane, do you?
No, not at all.
Me neither.
I'd much rather...
Yeah.
Die trying to see the world and hide in my house.
I'm with you. Have a fabulous time. His news is next.
Lisa Dent, WGN.